give us a little encore? Are you out, Dean?
Maybe you like
that. Almost every year when we come to White Springs here, and I get up here to do something on my own without the group, I sort of try and play some Stephen Foster songs, which I think is very appropriate for this particular area and this particular time of the year. I think I'll just do one today because I haven't had a chance to practice or anything. I'm way out of shape. Anyhow, I'd like to play perhaps the most beautiful and certainly the most famous. It's called Way Down on the Suwannee River.
He's a great artist in every way. We have now a treat. The honor, let's see here. These young people are, here's the little note. Oh, everybody writes me little notes and I promptly lose them. This is not the whole choir, but part of the Music Honor Society of Dixie Hollins High School in St. Petersburg. And they're going to sing us two rollicking numbers. This is their leader.
Let's go to the county fair and join the celebration. Let's sing and dance and dance and scream. We've got ourselves a pigeon, we just must go to the county fair and join the congregation. We're sure to see your kinfolk there.
Pleasures me greatly to introduce this handsome young man, Ruben Navarro, a graduate student at the University of Florida from the Philippines, and he's going to explain the next number.
Thank you very much for your generous introduction. I hope my American friends will excuse me for my quaint Philippine accent. The next folk dance you're going to see is truly indigenous of the Philippines, dating back to the Spanish era around 17th century. The dance comes from the island of Leyte. Some of you recall that this is the island where General Douglas MacArthur's forces landed in 1945. This dance depicts the movements of the bird tickling, from which the name of the dance was taken. The bird tickling is very predominant during harvest season of rice, which is their mating season. The birds chase their mates through bamboo thickets, and hence they hop nimbly through the branches, and this is what the dancers are trying to depict. The accent, therefore, is on the rhythmic movements of the feet. It's a very easy dance, and it's very easy to learn, and all you need is a pair of strong ankles. May I introduce to you my partner, Miss Bituin Cuevas, and the two bamboo beaters, Miss Ida Moncal, a graduate student in education, and Miss Pauline Castaño, also a graduate student in education.
Thank you.
seen it before. Well, I'm so glad you were here. Hi. I just want to be sure that my real blood kin is in this audience. Will you please stand up and wave to me if you're out there, please? Where are you? There's some of my blood kin right there. That's one of my grapes. And a little grape back here. But I just wondered where they were. Oh, yeah, there's almost some. All right. Dr. Thomas G. Boland is asked to call the Madison Hospital, please. Dr. Thomas G. Boland. Now, we have with us here another delightful little dancer some of you didn't see just before dinner time. And I have asked her to do a dance for us right now. What are you going to do, dear? You want to come over and tell us? She's from Ebo City. And we are so happy to have her here. Yes.
This dance is called Aragón Tierra Bravia, and it's a dance that Aragón in Spain. And I'm a little bit nervous, excuse me.
Don't be, you're amongst friends.
Especially talking.
She talks with her feet. Have some little hula babies, though, that we are getting pretty restless, and we just thought we'd let you see them right this minute. Connie, if you'll come up, I'll turn the mic over to you and let you explain about them. This is Connie Hickenbotham from Tarpon Springs.
Aloha, and I'm sorry to do this, but I have a group of little children out here, and they've been dressed for the hula for a long time, and you know, grass skirts can become scratchy. So we're going to put them on, and they're going to do two authentic hulas for you this afternoon. The little group of girls will do huki lau, which is a fishing song in Hawaii, where everyone has a good time, they go to the beach, they catch their fish. And the second number will be by my daughter, Miss Damaris Ann Higginbotham, and it'll be a classic hula, Kalua.
I think you'll be interested in the fact that these children earn the money to come finance their trip to White Springs. They asked no help from anybody. They earned it. And let's give them a hand for that. Now, here come our folk singers. And if you'll get out here in a hurry, ladies and gents, boys and girls, Cousin Hal, Cousin Marty, Cousin Dick, Cousin Ned, Cousin Dave Osborne, Cousin Ed Fleming, the Walden Youngins, Deborah and Lyndon, Cousin Diane, Cousin Bob, Cousin Molly, Cousin Charlie, Stevie, Cousin Marilyn, Cousin Ruth, there she is, Cousin Bob. Oh, I have to tell you about Cousin Bob. I told you that his wagon broke down, and sure enough he did. The horse died on the way up from Ocala, and he had to rent a mule to get in the rest of the way. But he's here. He's here. Well, now, here they are, and aren't they pretty? Give them a hand. Well, to kind of get music in our bones and our feelings, let's have the Gainesville Trio. Actually, Cousin Hal is an instructor at the University of Florida in the ROTC program. Air Force. Oh, excuse me, the Air Force program.
Cousin, I think you ought to know that not along the lines of that program, though, we're actually known as the Payne's Prairie Pickers from Gainesville.
The Payne's Prairie Pickers, yeah. They are known as.
We're actually not known.
From Gainesville.
But now is as good a time as never. And, ladies and gentlemen, before we start playing, I'd like to introduce the members of our group. And Hal, this is Marty. Marty, this is Hal.
Stranger.
Can you tell me how far it is to Little Rock?
No, I can't, but there's a devil of a big rock just up ahead.
Well, now tell me, how did your taters turn out this year, Farmer?
Neighbor, they didn't turn out. The old sow rooted them out.
Well, I see you got some mighty fine yellow corn out there, Farmer.
Yeah, we planted the yellow kind.
Thank you.
You know, Farmer, you got mighty long legs. Tell me, how long are your legs?
They about as long as from my belt to the ground.
You know, this fella ain't very far from a fool.
Nope, just about 2 feet.
This is a real emergency. Dr. Thomas G. Boland is badly needed in Madison, and they beg that if anybody knows him or knows where he is, please go out and get in touch with him, because he needs to get in touch with the hospital at Madison at once. It's an emergency. Well, now, weren't they fine? Ned Murphy, what are you going to do for us?
You hear me? You hear that? I figured I'd warm up with a hoedown, you might know. Miss Liza Yukipu, haven't got time to kiss you now, I'm busy with this mule. Oh, mule, oh, Miss Liza Yukipu, haven't got time to kiss you now, I'm busy with this mule. Well, my uncle had a mule, his name was Simon Slick. Worst thing I ever did see was how that mule could kick. Well, oh, mule, oh, Liza Yukipu, I haven't got time to kiss you now, I'm busy with this mule.
Interrupt you, but we have so many that I'm gonna cut you short. That's fine. Thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Because I have a young man here that I'm very anxious for you to hear. I have many here that I'm anxious for you to hear. Dave Osborne, don't tell anybody, but he's a Yankee. But a real fine singer, and I take great pleasure in presenting him right now. What are you going to sing for us, Dave?
I'm going to do a little bit of Picking Tom.
Oh, fine.
Well, it doesn't matter what side. No, I went into diner this afternoon and told the waitress I wanted my steak good and lean. She said, which side would you like to lean on, the right or the left? I've got cotton in the bottom land. It's up, growing, and I've got a good stand. My good wife and them kids of mine, get in your shoes, come picking time. Get in your shoes, come picking time.
Lord, that my kids are fed. 'Cause they live on beans 8 days and nights, but they get 'em fat come picking time. The corn's yellow and the beans are high. The sun is hot in the summer sky. The work is hard till laying by. Laying by till picking time. Hard to see by the fuel or light. I turn it off pretty early at night. 'Cause a jug of coal oil will cost a dime. But I stay up late come picking time. My old wagon barely gets me to town. I patch the wheels and I water them down. Keep her in shape so she'll be fine. To haul my cotton come picking time. To haul my cotton come picking time. Last Sunday morning when they passed the hat, it was still nearly empty back where I sat. But the preacher smiled and he said, "That's fine. The Lord'll wait till picking time."
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Dave is a recording artist, and you better start looking for his record. He's from New York, but he's in Florida on tour, and we do thank him for coming to sing for us today. Now, let me see, what have we here? Looks to me like the Walden young'uns and their pappy, and if you'll just come forward, let's see what they can do. They're from down Gainesville way.
Wow.
It works. Good. All right. Now all you gotta do is just sing that here. Now you get the one that close to him. You play the rubber with him. Okay. What are we gonna sing first?
She'll be coming around the mountain.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We had lined up about a half-hour show, but seeing as how there's so many entertainers that you haven't heard yet, and time is drawing short, we're going to cut it to 25 minutes. We hope y'all don't mind.
Where's my hook?
Don't throw it. I'm sorry. Now, the little girl wants to sing you on it. We are going to cut our show exactly half in two. Just exactly half and two. We're going to have a little girl, and she's going to sing "Where, Oh, Where Has My Little Dog Gone?" first in English and then in Spanish.
Oh, where has my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be? His tail cut short and his ears cut long. Oh, where can he be? Dundee. Oh, Dundee, oh, Dundee, stop. Can Super or Corto in Sicily has flagged. Oh, Dundee, oh, Dundee, save us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If I could get all the coon hunters over here, if you don't mind, I'd like to do my little country clogging right now. I've got a country jig that I learned a long time ago when I was about the size of that little red-headed boy right there. It's just, I don't know, they call it clodhopper dancing or something. I'm an old clodhopper anyway from Oklahoma, and I want to do a little country dance. I won't need this because I'm going to be dancing.
And right on down the line, Diane's going to sing Green Grow the Lilacs for us. What you got for us, Cousin Bob?
Oh, I guess that size is good as it sounds good.
Yeah.
This is a little song called Johnny Sands, early American folk song. There was a man named Johnny Sands who married Betty Hay, and though she brought him golden land, she proved a terrible plague. For oh, she was a scolding wife, full of caprice and whim. She made poor Johnny tired of life, and she was tired of him, and she was tired of him. Said he, I think I'll drown myself in the river there below. Said she, pray do, you silly fool, I wished it long ago. Said he, upon the brink I'll stand, do you run down the hill and push me in with all your might. Said she, my love, I will, said she, my love, I will. for fear that I should courage lack and try to save my life. Pray tie my hands behind my back, I will reply to his wife. She tied them fast, as you may think, and when securely done, now stand, she said, upon the brink, while I prepare to run, to run, while I prepare to run. So down the hill his loving bride now ran with all her force. To push him in he stepped aside, and she fell in, of course. Now splashing, thrashing like a fish, oh save me, Johnny Sands. I can't, my love, though much I wish, for you have tied my hands, for you have tied my hands. Thank you.
Since we're such big time today, I want to insert a little commercial. We have our table set up for the sale of membership cards to the Florida Folk Festival Association. We aspire to have 2,000 members in our association. We need your moral support, your interest, your backing, and your $2. It takes a sight of money to put on this show. So help us buy a membership. And there's a pretty young lady circulating through the crowd selling the membership. I'm ashamed to tell you that so far we've only sold 22. But being a complete optimist, I know we'll do much better than that. Now, here's Cousin Molly Wilcox from Jacksonville to sing us a song ballad.
Cousin Molly would like a chair.
All right.
Thank you very much, sir.
Better not pick it up too much.
I shall sing for you. Lord Thomas, known by a great many other titles, you may know it by Fair Ellender, The Brown Girl, or any others. It has hundreds of verses, but I shall sing only 50. Mother, oh mother, come riddle my sport. Come riddle it all in one. Must I go marry Fair Ellender or bring the brown girl home? The brown girl, she has house and lands. Fair Ellender, she has none. So my advice to you, my son, is go bring the brown girl home. Go bring the brown girl home. Fair Ellender dressed herself in white. Her ladies, they wore green. And every town that she passed through, they took her to be some queen. They took her to be some queen. She rode up to Lord Thomas's house and tingled on the ring. No one so proud as Lord Thomas himself to rise and let her come in. Is this your bride, Lord Thomas, she said. What makes her so wonderful brown, when you could have married as fair a lady as e'er the sun shone on, as e'er the sun shone.
Cousin Molly. Well, here two little friends from down in King Payne's territory, down Alachua County way, Charlie and Stevie Stedham.
Well, we'd like to sing a number called Goober Peas, and that's just a highfalutin word for peanuts.
sitting by the roadside on a summer day, chatting with my best man's passing time away, sitting in the shadows underneath the tree. Oh, it is so delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. When a farmer passes, the soldiers have a room. The crowd at their light is, "Mister, here's your mule." But there is a pleasure in shining her to knees. It's wearing out your grinders, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas.
I'll do John Henry. Well, John Henry, he could hammer, he could whistle, he could sing. Oh, well, he went to the mountains early in the morning just to hear his hammer ring. Lord, Lord, hear his hammer ring. Just to hear his hammer. On his pappy's knee. Oh, well, he picked up hammer and a little piece of steel. Said, "Hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. Hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me."
When John Henry's family needed money, well, he said he didn't have but a dime. But if you wait till the rising sun goes, John Henry drove into the mountains. His hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard he broke his forehead. And he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Oh, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Well, they took John and he did a White House and a